dry crust with peace all around. Then a house full of feasts with anger unbound. A wise servant will come to rule over disgrace, claiming inheritance with a calm, steady pace.
All right, that's what you get so far. We'll do the rest of that song afterwards. It's one of my favorites, based on Proverbs 17, which is what we're going to be doing today. Episode 261, Proverbs 17, coming at you. You know what time it is. All right, Proverbs 17. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to pray for you. That's important. Let me do that. Father God, thank you so much for everyone that is hearing this. Father, you continue to increase the numbers of people that are hearing this, and it's just cool. I mean, you are fighting the algorithm, so they say. The people that are here that are hearing this are here for a reason, Father, and I give you thanks and praise and honor for that. And I do ask that you would transform the words that I say into what needs to be heard by them today. Be a blessing to them so that they can be a blessing to others as well. Father, we love you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Proverbs 17 in the complete Jewish Bible. Better a dry piece of bread with calm than a house full of food, but also full of strife. Hard to get that one sometimes, but it's important to see those particular contrasts that, you know, sometimes. Yeah, it's not what we think it is it? An intelligent slave will rule a shameful son and share the inheritance with the brothers. This is always a tough one because we don't live in a world that has indentured servants or slaves or this sort of thing to each other. But one of these days, I will want to explore this a bit more. I would say that we still see people that are slaves, but that are slaves to their own ignorance. So, yeah. But even intelligent slave, you know, that means somebody who is applying wisdom in their lives can be right in the same place as the members of that rich family. Yeah, there it is. Verse 3: the crucible tests silver, and the furnace tests gold. But the one who tests heart is Adonai. So you're seeing these little brackets here in the tests. So another way, other translations will say the crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold. But the idea here, if you don't know, just to make this clear, is that harshness, that heat, that trial is what causes the impurities to separate from what we actually want. And so in these cases, we're talking about the in silver or gold, all those impurities are being, you know, taken away. And so that is what is making that pure. And in the same way, God is putting things in our lives, not to punish us, but to make sure that our character is in the right place. You know, we know that there's nothing that we're given that we can't handle through God, right? But we still need to be tested. We still need those, the heat to be cranked up. We need to be tested is one way to say it. Another way to say it is it's a way to get out the impurities. That is important for us to know that is a key aspect of wisdom in our lives, is that it doesn't come without challenge. The challenge has to come. And there's joy in that. There's joy in that challenge. It sounds really weird to say that, because people mistake joy for being happy or frivolous or whatever. But joy is that peaceful understanding and embracing what is, that sort of thing. So when it comes to the testing, that is something that does happen. And we need to embrace that and not run away from it. Harsh words on a Monday. I know. But bear with me. The trials are coming. Actually, I can't remember if it's today or tomorrow. I'll be actually giving a 3-minute little presentation, and I'll be using the phrase "winter is coming," which is interesting because I've never seen that TV show, whatever it was called. I've never seen it. So, but it's relevant for the story, so I was going to use it anyway. We'll see how it goes. Verse 4, an evildoer heeds wicked lips. A liar listens to destructive talk. He who mocks the poor insults his maker. He who rejoices at calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of the aged, while the glory of children is their ancestors. Ah, we got this word again. Fine speech is unbecoming to a boor or a stupid person, now that we know that. Even less lying lips to a leader. Even less lying lips to a leader. When you really want to say something, but it'll just distract. So I'm going to let it go at that. From yesterday that I am at a John Maxwell event where we're talking about leadership, and deceit is one of the most damaging things a leader can do. And when you see it going on in the world, you just get angry. So it's hard not to. But let's move on. More great stuff coming. Verse 8, a bribe works like a charm in the view of him who gives it. Wherever it turns, it succeeds. Dun-dun-dun. It's foreshadowing. He who conceals an offense promotes love, but he who harps on it can separate even close friends. A rebuke makes more impression on a person of understanding than 100 blows on a fool. Just so important to remember this. I know I highlight it every time because it's important. We need to be people that are willing to take rebukes. We need to be people that are willing to embrace that for our understanding and know that it is going to be better than just being a fool that gets just 100 beatings and doesn't get it. Verse 11, an evil person seeks only rebellion, but a cruel messenger will be sent against him. This is a weird way to structure this. Verse 12, rather meet a bear robbed of its cubs than encounter a fool in his folly. Rather meet. It's almost like that should be saying, like, it's better to. I don't know if it's a mistake or. Maybe it is, yeah. Yeah. But in any case. that encounter a fool and his folly, just, you know.
Yeah.
Evil will not depart from the house of him who returns evil for good. Starting a fight is like letting water through a dike. Better to stop the quarrel before it gets worse. It's that notion of the time to stop it is before it starts. We forget that sometimes. We get lost in the moment. Verse 15, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both alike are an abomination to Adonai. Why would a fool wish to pay for wisdom when he has no desire to learn? This kind of references back to obtaining wisdom above gold or silver and being willing to pay for it. But why would a fool wish to pay for wisdom when he's no desire to learn? It's like, why, you know, it's like, I see this is going through the motions, you know, look at this Lamborghini I have. That implies that I'm wealthy, even though I'm borrowing it for a day or, you know, the number of people that go onto Instagram or TikTok or YouTube and have this car that they have rented for the day and parade it around as if it's theirs so that you listen to them. That's what that's like. Taken in by somebody like that. Verse 17, a friend shows his friendship at all times. It is for adversity that such a brother is born. It is weird to think that, you know, just because somebody's in your family, they may not be necessarily for you. That's, yeah, it's just a reality that has to be faced. You choose your friends, you don't choose your family, kind of thing. Now, it may be that your family becomes essentially friends, and you choose them. That's great, but that's not guaranteed. He who gives his hand to guarantee a loan for his neighbor lacks good sense. We've talked about that one before. Those who love quarreling love giving offense. Those who make their gates tall are courting disaster. Yeah. Verse 20, a crooked-hearted person will find nothing good, and the perverse of speech will end in calamity. Oh, he who fathers a fool does so to his sorrow, and the father of a boor or stupid person has no joy. Wah, wah. Again, though, this is implying that it's on the father to make sure that isn't the case. It's not a, oh, sorry, your son's an idiot. So sorry for you. No, that's like, make sure your son's not stupid. Make sure your son's not a fool. Do your best to raise a good, healthy adult when they're a child. That's your job. Raise a good adult. Just saying. Verse 22. A happy heart is good medicine, but low spirits sap one's strength. Verse 23, from under a cloak, a bad man takes a bribe to pervert the course of justice. The discerning person focuses on wisdom there before him, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A son who is a fool means anger for his father and bitterness for the mother who gave him birth. Ouch. Verse 26, to punish the innocent is not right. Likewise, to flog noble people for their uprightness. Cough. Verse 27, a knowledgeable person controls his tongue. A discerning person controls his temper. I like that translation. And see here that it's not that it's inherently evil to be angry. That's not the case here. It's just not the case, period. But if you're discerning, you control that anger. You control that. You kind of let it embolden you, but you don't let it control you. There's a big difference there. Even a fool, if he stays silent, is thought wise. For he who keeps his mouth shut can pass for smart. Yeah. Very true. Yeah, lots of goodness here. You know, actually, I meant to do this differently here. I keep forgetting to ask for this. If you have a favorite verse that stood out to you today, share it in the comments. I'd love to have a discussion with you about it. It's, you know, it's not just the DJ show here. I really do want you to know that this is you as much as me. I don't want this to be a one-way conversation, even though it inherently is. But yeah, I'm working on some ways with that too. I'm still trying to figure out the best way to do that, or just maybe not the best way, but just a way to make it happen so far. And you know, we'll get there, but in your case, if you have ones that are your favorite today, maybe as we're going along here, and just to be fully transparent here, I'm realizing more and more that you need time to process. And so what I'm trying to do is have music on afterwards. And usually I'll just have some things displaying, you know, just to fill up the screen. And give you some action items to potentially take to help support what I'm doing. But at the same time, what I really want is for you to be taking the time to just reflect. And so that's a good time for you to note if you had a favorite verse. Just put it in the comments. Yeah, that's a great thing. So let's do that. I promised you the song. Let's get you the song. And you tell me what verses were your favorites. All right? So be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Better dry crust with peace all around than a house full of feasts with anger unbound. A wise servant will come to rule over disgrace, claiming inheritance with a calm, steady pace. Fire tests the silver and gold refined. Hearts are tested in heat of the mind. A wicked one listens to lips of deceit. A liar enjoys every malicious treat. Hold your tongue. Spirits dry up bones left behind. A friend loves at all times, standing near.
day will bring wisdom your way. Read a chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Proverbs every day. Hold your tongue if it spews.